Hello, and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries. On a temperate Wednesday in September, I headed out to find some weekday morning food. My first stop was Bartlett House.
Can I just get, can I order here to get, like, a couple things to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
A cafe and bakery in a historic railroad hotel. At 2258 New York 66 in Ghent. Around the corner from a quiet dining room.
Donut.
With vintage photographs of local history.
Can I order?
And a wall of books. Their cafe counter is decorated with pastries next to a La Marzocco espresso machine.
Can I get the roast beef sandwich?
I ordered a roast beef sandwich.
A iced latte.
What kind of milk?
Just whole milk, please.
And an iced latte.
Which one do you recommend?
Vanilla chai.
Plus a vanilla chai donut.
I'll do that one, and then a pistachio croissant.
And a pistachio croissant. And sat at a table.
Little garden, some tomatoes growing.
In their backyard garden.
And a little gazebo.
I took a few large tears. Of the chai vanilla donut.
It almost looks like it could be like on display.
Which was soft and slightly chewy.
It's like a more homemade version of a, because the donut itself is shiny, and then kind of a toasty layer of glaze that's only, it's set on the top part of the donut.
You can
see there's like dusting of chai
with a pleasantly tangy crumb.
Chai spices.
It paired well.
I think it almost might be like sourdough.
With the bright creamy,
it's a little bit tangy
iced latte with a light roast espresso bean.
Good ratio of milk to coffee to espresso.
As I gazed at a tomato plant,
I would guess it might be more of a medium, like, roast espresso. It's not too, like,
in their garden bed. I sampled the pistachio croissant.
Has little green.
Theirs has a dark
chopped pistachio on top.
Flaky crust.
And it's kind of shaped like in a triangle. It's pretty well done.
And a modestly sweet layer.
Some of it has already maybe flaked off a little bit throughout maybe the course of the morning.
Of chunky pistachio filling.
I would say it might weigh like more than half of a pound.
And I tried to eat it.
In the middle, this one has.
With the air.
A sweet.
Of someone who would order.
Ish.
A pastry such as this.
Pistachio filling, but it isn't even really a sweet croissant.
Just the way it was.
A nice kitchen person came all the way outside.
Boxing my roast beef sandwich.
To find me at my picnic table.
When I go for like a lunch, breakfast type of a thing.
And deliver a warm box that contained the roast beef sandwich.
Usually get like more of a lunch dish.
It had a thick layer of well done roast beef.
Roast beef, I noticed, pretty well done, but you can tell it's very like homemade. They make it there.
With a spoonful of caramelized onions.
The juices are dripping.
Melted Gruyere cheese.
And then there's more of the mayo.
And strong horseradish mayonnaise.
Horseradish mayo, which is super horseradishy, so if you like horseradish. Between the cheese and the top bread.
On each end of a thick.
Sunflower seeds. Kind of a medley of seeds.
Seeded multi-grain roll from their bakery.
And it's not cut in half.
Because I was already in the neighborhood.
Good, how are you?
I popped into Whitestone Cafe.
Yeah, just a coffee with some milk.
At 2337 State Route 66.
You're not still serving breakfast, are you?
For a second breakfast. I eyed pinball machines and a lunch buffet station. On my way to a booth, outfitted.
Coffee kind of reminds me of camp.
With ketchup.
Oh, yeah.
Lotto tickets, a basket of Smucker's jelly containers, and a placemat with advertisements for wildlife removal and wood delivery.
Starting to get really overcaffeinated.
My server kindly refilled my coffee cup
please,
with a nutty diner blend.
as I watched a television set reviewing lottery results. The inside of Whitestone Cafe feels like a mixture of a cabin, a grandma's house, and a neighbor's house you have never been to, and you are a little bit nervous that you got invited over. I focused on a framed illustration of a watering can that said, "Plant seeds of happiness."
Can I get one?
As I waited for my pancake.
Pancake and one piece of French toast.
And French toast to arrive.
No worries.
Eventually, my server apologized for the wait and explained that there was a party of 10 in the dining room all the way on the other side of the lunch buffet.
What days is the buffet open?
I got my pancake and French toast to go.
Whoops, I wasn't recording.
Paid at a register and sampled each in the car before I drove home.
It was very soft, easy to cut with a plastic fork.
The pancake was a typical yet satisfying diner pancake.
We got the cornerstone premium butter.
Hot off of a flat top.
Fresh and golden brown and
soft and sweet like a muffin.
And then this French toast is
with a texture so light you can tear off pieces with a plastic fork.
Very eggy.
Which I did.
Breakfast syrup. Which came in a Ziploc bag.
And served with plastic containers of Smucker's maple syrup. And butter that came in a Ziploc bag.
French toast is super light.
The French toast was reassuringly typical and satisfying as well.
American French toast.
A thick, eggy slice of spongy white bread.
Been on a nice, hot flat top.
Slightly caramelized on each side by a flat top griddle. I tried to order breakfast the next day
That's for sure.
at the elusive Tansy's Tea Room and Gift Shop.
Got kicked out of Tansy's.
Another grandma's house breakfast dive at 223 Warren Street.
So I just went across the street.
But the owners didn't want me to record audio there.
There was no one like you before.
So I went across the street to Le
Perche.
A French bakery and restaurant at 230 Warren Street.
Le Perche.
Where I got a breakfast sandwich and a cinnamon roll to go. The sandwich.
Over medium egg, I would say. It's
one egg.
Bun is a little bit shiny.
And a little Swiss cheese on a homemade brioche roll. A
little bit of cheese melted on the top and bottom. Half of the bun and then just one single egg.
Was effortless to eat in its minimalism and simplicity.
Definitely needs some hot sauce. But the brioche is nice.
It's really simple and I think they're trying to get you to add avocado to it. But they make all their own like bread.
Like the pistachio croissant at Bartlett House.
Another very, like, dark, dark bake.
The flaky, coiled cinnamon bun was baked to the edge of being burnt.
Very crunchy.
With a hint of cinnamon.
Good amount of glaze.
And perceivable glaze.
Throughout. Not too much cinnamon.
It was so nice being with you. Everything has its time.
As with most cinnamon rolls.
Shaped like a puck.
The middle of it.
The bottom is caramelized.
Was the part.
It's like a croissant style pastry, but yeah.
That I liked the most.
Toasted color, which I think is a certain style.
For sure, there was no one like you before.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Food Segment on WGXC.
Cinnamon in the little in the inner coils.